Day 30. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. The Teacher of the Apostles. Central place of the nascent church and boat of refuge. The descent of the Holy Spirit. The soul to our celestial mother. Here I come to you again, Sovereign of Heaven. I feel so drawn to you that I count the minutes, waiting for your supreme height to call me in order to give me the beautiful surprises of your maternal lessons. Your love of mother enraptures me, and in knowing that you love me, my heart rejoices, and I feel all the confidence that my mama will give me so much love, so much grace, as to form the sweet enchantment to my human will, in such a way that the divine will may extend its seas of light within my soul, and place the seal of its fiat in all my acts. Oh, please, oh, holy mama, never leave me alone again, and let the Holy Spirit descend into me, that he may burn away all that does not belong to the divine will. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My blessed child, your words echo in my heart, and feeling wounded, I pour myself into you with my seas of graces. Oh, how they run toward my child to give you the life of the divine will. If you are faithful to me, I will leave you no more. I will always be with you to give you the food of the divine will in each one of your acts, words, and heartbeats. Now listen to me, my child. Our highest good, Jesus, has departed for heaven and is now before his celestial Father, pleading for his children and brothers, whom he has left upon earth. From the celestial fatherland, he looks at everyone. No one escapes him. His love is so great that he leaves his mama on earth as comfort, help, instruction, and company for his children and mine. Now, you must know that as my son departed for heaven, I remain together with the apostles in the cenacle, waiting for the Holy Spirit. They were all around me, clinging to me, and we prayed together. And they did nothing without my advice. And when I began to speak, to instruct them, or to narrate some anecdotes about my son, which they did not know, as for example, the details of his birth, his baby tears, his loving traits, the incidents that happened in Egypt, the so many wonders of the hidden life in Nazareth. Oh, how attentive they were in listening to me. They were enraptured in hearing the so many surprises, the so many teachings that he had given me, which were to serve for them. In fact, my son had said little or nothing about himself to the apostles, reserving for me the task of making known to them how much he had loved them, and the details which only his mama knew. So, my child, I was in the midst of my apostles more than the sun of the day. I was the anchor, the wheel, the boat in which they found refuge, to be safe and sheltered from every danger. Therefore, I can say that I delivered the nascent church upon my maternal knees, and that my arms were the boat in which I led her to a safe harbor. And I still lead her. And then the time came for the descent of the Holy Spirit promised by my son in the cenacle. What a transformation, my child! As they were invested, they acquired new science, invincible strength, ardent love. A new life flowed within them, which rendered them intrepid and courageous, in such a way that they scattered throughout the whole world to make redemption known, and to lay down their lives for their master. I remained with beloved John, and was forced to leave Jerusalem as the storm of persecution began. My dearest child, you must know that I still continue my magisterium in the church. There is nothing which does not descend from me. I can say that I pour my own self out for love of my children, and I nourish them with my maternal milk. Now, during these times, I want to display a yet more special love by making known how my whole life was formed in the kingdom of the divine will. Therefore, I call you on to my knees, into my maternal arms, so that, forming a boat for you, you may be sure to live in the sea of the divine will. Greater grace I could not give you. Oh, please, I pray you, make your mama content. Come to live in this kingdom so holy. And when you see that your will would want to have some active life, come and take refuge in the safe boat of my arms, saying to me, "My mama, my will wants to betray me, and I deliver it to you, that you may put the divine will in its place." Oh, how happy I will be if I am able to say, "My child is all mine because she lives of divine will. And I will make the Holy Spirit descend into your soul, that he may burn away from you all that is human, and by his refreshing breath, he may rule over you and confirm you in the divine will." The soul. Divine Teacher, today your little child feels her heart swollen to the point of pouring myself out in crying, and wetting your maternal hands with my tears. A veil of sadness invades me, and I fear that I will not profit from your many teachings and from your many more than maternal cares. My mama, help me. Fortify my weakness. Put to flight my fears. And I, abandoning myself in your arms, will be certain to live fully of the divine will.